You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, the Consumer Confidence Index is not the only indicator that we look at when looking at the growth prospects of a country and even of the world. We're going to be taking a look at the economic outlook of South Africa and indeed of the rest of the world, because some of the smartest minds in South Africa, being some of the leading economists that we have in South Africa, have all banded together in collaboration with the Bureau for Market Research and UNISA to enter the Economist of the Year competition. And alongside that, they've all revised their growth prospects for South Africa and for the world. We're going to take a look at this in a bit more detail with the CEO of the Bureau for Market Research, Professor Dion Tustin. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of it. Lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Growth prospects halfway through the year, certainly not where we thought they would be at the start of the year, but a lot has happened during the year.
No, and good evening, Jimmy, and thank you for inviting me to the conversation this afternoon or this evening. Most certainly so. I think at the start of 2026, the so-called crystal ball used by the South African leading economist reflected a much more favorable economic outlook when we look at the latest predictions, where growth was initially expected to reach around 1.6%. It's now much lower, and inflation forecasts were at 3.4%, now at 4.1%, and even interest rates appearing likely to remain lower, and employment growth being expected to strengthen at the start of the year. Now, however, once again, the geopolitical tensions intensified in the meantime, and a huge uncertainty spreading through the global economic markets, with the image of the crystal ball changing the perceptions of these economists. It's almost like venom from the geopolitical instability beginning to spread through the global economy via, among others, your oil prices, your rising inflation expectations, and also then the increased financial market uncertainty that's also visible in these projections. And as a result, the economists has adjusted their forecast to reflect a more changing economic reality, much lower as compared to the start of the year.
Prof, I'm having a look at some of the key indicators that economists typically look at, things around real GDP growth, CPI, the prime interest rate, the price of Brent crude, as you alluded to. And if I'm looking at just how these numbers have been trending, at least for the last 2 or 3 months, it seems as though there's very little to be positive about, other than potentially a slightly firmer and a slightly stronger rand, even if today isn't reflective of that. But if we look at just the trends throughout the first 6 months of the year, first quarter, even second quarter, economists have a lot to be concerned about, not just locally, but internationally as well, it seems.
Most certainly. I think you're referring to the growth rate, the economic growth rate, down from the 1.3 to 1.2 in the last month. Your growth rate in the number of people being employed, down from 0.8% to 0.7%. And then on the upper end of the projections, your consumer inflation, from earlier predictions of well below 3, now running into the 3.9 and the latest 4.1%. And even expectations, where I think there were a lot of optimism at the start of the year of the prime interest rate being either then coming down, the predictions of the economists now show a 10.3 to a 10.5% increase, which is slightly higher than the prime interest rate that they have predicted at the start of the year. And this is, although it looks like a small percentage change, it can have a quite significant impact. Because if you simply just look at the revision of the 1.6 in economic growth in February to 1.2 in May, this implies that approximately about 31 billion less expected economic activity could happen this year. And even with employment growth forecast declining from 1 to 0.7, could potentially result in more than 50,000 fewer jobs than previously anticipated. And at the same time, your inflation expectations rising, as I said, from 3.4 to 4, while your interest rate expectations are also increasing from 9.8 to 10.5. So I think really the economic road ahead might look getting more bumpier than earlier in the year predicted, yes.
Speaking of that bumpy road, Prof, I want to get your thoughts on where that puts us from a planning perspective. I mean, many economists that are part of this research, part of gathering this information, beyond wanting to be right and wanting to be the economist of the year, the underlying factors that we're looking at speak to something that goes beyond just the sport of entering a lighthearted competition. We are battling serious issues locally, internationally, and this affects everything from how investors see the markets to how it is that we start to think about future growth conversations. Where are some of the serious concerns and perhaps some of the commonalities that we're seeing between our market and perhaps global markets?
Yeah, no, I think what you're referring to specifically is the impact can be on employment and business, specifically looking at businesses which are becoming more cautious. Consumer and business confidence are dropping, and greater uncertainty often results in that delayed investment decisions, slow expansion plans, and reducing, especially then, hiring or labor activity. And as I said, that already reflects in the employment forecast being downgraded, and with a number of jobs, fewer jobs that will be created than previously. So for business planning, this information is critical, but I don't think just from a business perspective, but also the impact on households. Consumers are likely to experience the effects through higher inflation and your higher interest rates, as I mentioned earlier. And as your inflation expectations rise and your interest rates then also tend to increase gradually as well. And the faster or the latest forecast shows that even your prime lending could increase from 9.8 to 10%. And especially those middle and higher, middle and lower income households will will be placed under additional pressure this year, especially those households with mortgages, vehicle finance, and other forms of debt. So it's not just the businesses that needs planning around this, but also households that needs to follow these trends very closely to do their own personal planning as well.
Certainly a lot of planning needed, not just from a global perspective, but right down through to a household level, especially with how volatile and uncertain times are. Global outlooks being revised on the continuous on a continuous basis, rather, and that not boding well at the moment. Of course, this can always change to the upside if the conditions affecting these global revisions start to look better. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Chief Executive Officer of the Bureau for Market Research, Prof. Dion Tustin, for joining us to share his thoughts around what seems to be having economists concerned as they look at the first half of the year and look ahead to the second half.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.